You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You are now listening to the Ride or Crash podcast.
Like there's some Mitchell. Mitchell's okay, cool.
Mitch is not. I'm not a fan of Mitch.
Not a fan of it.
No.
Okay, but your Instagram I think says Mitty or something.
Yeah. Mitty's fine. Mitchell's fine.
Mitchell. Okay. Okay. So
we're jumping into this.
Yeah
let's
in.
Jump in.
Should I go this close?
Yeah.
You can go closer. You should like, put it inside how, what, you.
Inside?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Do you want to introduce yourself in the beginning, and then we can go from there?
Yeah, how would you like me to introduce myself?
Sorry. Whatever you want. It's whatever you want.
It's just like a hello, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello. Okay, so we love the two new songs. We've been listening to it because there's two out so far, right?
Yeah,
from the new.
Two of them.
Okay, cool. And then I wanted to ask you about, like, off the bat, Stuck in My Brain, just mm-hmm. about how that's, you know, about, like, mental health issues and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's super, I don't know, it's been, like, a really important topic, I feel like, especially in the last year.
Of course, yeah.
So are those lyrics off of your personal experiences,
yeah,
or is it
like,
kind of...
That song's, like, purely confessional. Like, we always say that we never intended to make music to help people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not in a bad way, but like we were always making music as a creative outlet, just expressing ourselves. So everything we do is quite confessional and like quite comes from personal experiences.
How old are you?
22.
22?
Yeah.
When did you start playing in bands?
When I was like 14.
Yeah,
like
that's usually how it goes.
Bands.
Like yeah.
When, you know the whole like the little phase you go through.
Dude, it's not, because then look what you did. You just stuck with it.
Yeah.
And now you're like, you know, it's like we grow up and like, I remember it was like, do you want to do sports or do you want to like.
Yeah, sports or music.
Sports or music.
Or
yeah, and I was like, I'm real small, so.
I'm real skinny, so sports is not good for me.
Kind of out of the question.
I can do long distance running.
Can you?
Yeah.
Do you run?
I'm pretty good at it. Used to be anyway.
You
still? I haven't tested in a while.
You haven't?
No.
Do you work out?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
There's no point.
Yeah. All right.
For other people, yes, there's a point. It's good for you. It's healthy. I just can't be bothered working out.
I get that. But yeah, so back to that song. Because I feel like it really resonated with me.
I feel
like, you know, like I personally was on Zoloft for like 3 years. And
yeah.
Like, you know, lived in a really dark spot. I know like Morgan's been through a lot of that
uh-huh.
shit. So I feel like that song is really relatable, but it also gets like really dark.
It's
toward,
dark.
You
the
know?
Thing is like, if Clinton was here, he'd vouch for that. He's been, he just recently came off antidepressants.
Okay.
He was on them for a while.
Which ones? What did he come off of?
I think it was Zoloft.
Yeah.
Was it, is it like a fucked up withdrawal?
No, because you kind of do
it. That you weaver off it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah you wean.
Were there days where you could tell it was like fucking him up?
Well, yeah. I mean, every day, like without something helping you stay in, like in character, stay emotionally like balanced is a struggle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, the song itself, Stuck in My Brain, is very realistic. Like you literally, like every day I see people, I find people who are stuck in their own brains. Like me, myself, I get stuck in my brain every single day. You know,
yeah.
Those little holes you fall into, you just start thinking about stuff and you don't realize time's passed and you're like, I've been sitting here doing nothing for the last hour. Not
yeah.
knowing what's going on.
I feel like that's especially hard on tour.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So is there something you guys do to kind of get out of that spot or?
I mean, because we're all together, it's kind of easier. I think when we wrote Stuck in My Brain, I was pretty isolated at that point in time. Flew back to Cairns in Australia, was where we grew up. We got the family house. We set up a studio there to start working on the new album. because we worked a month of just making instrumentals at home, and then we did all the vocals and the guitar tracking and stuff in Los Angeles in like 30 days. So the album itself from scratch took like an entirety of like a month and a half.
Okay.
So when you write it, do you like write, do you write most of it, or you guys like write together, or
yeah,
like is
I mean,
it just like
I write a lot of it, but we do write together. Like it's very organic. We feed off each other, you know.
Sure.
I mean? So if something doesn't feel right, we'll just straight up say it. There's no being around the bush with us.
Yeah, like when you went back home, did you like set you're like, all right, I'm going to sit down and write an album, or it just came?
We were back home, and we actually weren't sure what we were going to do, because our visas need to be reapproved.
You got to marry somebody.
Yeah, basically.
That's what you got
to
do.
Yeah, but we had to get our visas reapproved, and so we're stuck in Australia. We set our dates wrong. We were stuck in Australia for like 2 months, so we had to fly ourselves, get our visas done. Wait, this is before the visa thing, right, Leo? Yeah, so our visa was expiring, and we knew we had limited time before we could not go to Los Angeles for a little bit. So we made a plan of ourselves, a plan of attack. At first, back in Cairns, wasn't really in the mood for making music, if that makes sense. You know, when you get back and family's there, and
well,
you're very
dude,
relaxed,
it's
and you're like, oh.
It's hard to like sit down, especially like working in a creative field, to be like, all right, I have to sit down and do this creative
thing. Yeah, the thing is, you don't have to say, I have to sit down and do this. It should come naturally. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and so when you put a deadline on stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we did. We put a deadline on it, and it really, like, it was either make or break for us.
It's fucked up, because some of the best shit that, like, will never, ever get played or put out came after a deadline.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Of course, yeah. We've made multiple songs since the album that would have been perfect for the album.
Yeah, isn't that a fucking bummer?
Yeah.
But what's cool now
but
is
it's
like.
It's fine because, like, we have this huge back catalog of songs, and, like, we enjoy making music. Like, we love making music. And so, like, because we were free coming back to Los Angeles, we'd met all our deadlines. When you don't have a deadline, it's easier to make music. You know what I mean?
Totally.
There's no pressure, so you just want to make it. You just want to start creating.
It's just like in the natural like way of to do something. Somebody tells you to do something, like, I'm not gonna do
that. Yeah, but the thing is, we weren't told to do it. We did it to ourselves.
Yeah.
We put a deadline on ourselves, like, we're gonna make a whole album. Give us 2 months. Give us like 26 days in the studio. We'll make the instrumentals at home. We just made all the instrumentals. Had no lyric ideas.
Nothing.
Stuck in My Brain was one of the only songs that was written at home. You know what I mean? And that was when I was legit, like, stuck in
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So that was, like, was that the first one?
That was, I think that was, that was the first song we wrote for the album.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's, like, the, like, when you go in and you're, like, give yourself a deadline of, like, 2 months to, like, write an album, do you have, like, a general idea of, like, what the whole album is going to, like, look and feel like or be like? Or is it just one of those things where you're, like, all right, whatever's happening right now is how it's
going
to be?
Going into it, we went into it very quickly. Excuse me, my bad. It was very, like, split-second decision. Like, all right, we have to make this album. Let's do it. Let's commit to it. We're just going to make it. And then we started creating instrumentals, and we kind of caught a vibe, you know what I mean? And because all these songs were made in such all the same time period, they all sound very connected and transitional and flowing, you know what I mean? So we tried new things. Like, we have the first song, the intro song, connected to the first song of the album. Like, they connect together.
They connect.
You know what I mean? Like,
hey,
they
you heard that?
Just two separate songs.
Have you heard that band Pup?
Pup?
Yeah.
No.
They did the best. There's, like, one of those.
Like, segue every
dude,
song?
Dude, no. There's the best segue. I'll show it to you after this fucking thing. It's the best segue into any. Like, they did that off their second album.
Yeah.
The first song goes into the second song so seamlessly that I didn't know it was two songs.
Yeah.
For, like, and that's,
that's what it's like.
It's
that's
fucking
like,
tight.
It's like the first two songs. So we wanted to, like, we caught a vibe, and then Clinton, he does a lot of graphic design and that kind of thing.
Does he do, like, all the visuals too?
Yeah, he
okay,
does.
Cool.
He does, like, a majority of it, so he had to teach himself that, which is pretty cool. Christian and I kind of, like, touch base with him on whatever he's doing. He shows us, like, this is sick.
Mm-hmm.
So we, like, conceptualized, like, the whole kind of. We were listening to the instrumentals, and it felt spacey, you know what I mean? We were thinking about movies like Interstellar and, like,
yeah,
that kind of stuff.
Like, big
that
open, big
yeah,
open spaces.
Like, yeah, like. This we wanted to make songs that were still they could still bop to, you know what I mean, but like had a little more lyrical.
Well, this is what the meaning. Second
Second album. And we made our first album over the period of four or five years.
Yeah, so like this, like I think that when bands do a second album, it's like, you know, you grow a lot.
Yeah, and, you, and it's a whole different sound compared to our last EP, which was the Don't Try This EP.
Dude, usually,
that was very like kind of darker and sinister.
Dude, usually like bands' second albums are way more telling than their first mm-hmm. one. Because then, right,
this
you know.
This is true. This is real life now.
Yeah, no, you, like, are a band. You're like, I'm a fucking band.
Yeah, back then, it's like you were kind of, it was more hypothetical.
Yeah.
Because you were making music and, like, no one really knew who we were and we weren't touring or anything like that. But now we have all these experiences from touring and traveling the world. We've been across America, like, countless amount of times.
Now. Yeah, and together.
So, I don't know if you remember, we met you guys briefly on the Warped Rewind cruise.
Oh, of course.
Which
I
was.
I probably wouldn't remember if it was a cruise.
But it was like
we were drinking pina coladas all day.
Oh, were you? Yeah, okay. Yeah. It was honestly like our like one of our favorite experiences ever. Did you guys have a good time?
It was so good. I've never been on a cruise ship before.
Same. Me and Babs. So we didn't know what to expect. We thought like I don't know. We thought it would be really.
Me and Babs thought it was going to be like some FEMA shit. We thought we were going to be like shitting in buckets.
Like literally, we thought like a whole like.
Yeah, I didn't know, dude. I never been on a cruise. Yeah, I never been on a cruise.
I actually didn't expect it to be just like a boat.
I did.
No, we literally thought like a hallway of people like share one bathroom or something or like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we had no idea.
But I think our expectations were so incredibly low that we legitimately had the best time of our lives.
Yeah, like if you keep your expectations low, you're gonna have a good time.
Could not have been lower. Yeah. Like they were as low as it gets, and I was
had free cruise, and we're like, all right, we're in. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's jump all the way in.
And it was also great because there's no internet, really. Like even if you bought the Wi-Fi, it was awful.
You talk to people, like connect to them.
Yeah, and remember like, they had the? Did you use the app on it? They had like the.
Nope.
It was
didn't even think to.
Nice.
I turned to.
So how did you meet up with people?
Just had to find them by accident. Joel and Benji obviously had like the
other
house which was pretty sick, so I could just go up there and chill,
cool.
Which was pretty
nice.
It was really really nice up there. There was like a grand piano, like a hot tub spa.
Damn,
a piano, like why is there a grand piano in there?
there was a piano in like that main room too.
Yeah,
TJ like was fucking wasted on the last night playing at like 4 in the fucking morning. That was the trip that I turned a girl into a lesbian. That trip
you did that.
Mm-hmm.
How
well. Let me tell you, this is the second time I've done that. So, but, you know, I'm if you wanna,
rocks up.
It's the opposite actually. It's like the opposite. They're like, oh, I don't like this. I'm gonna go the other way. But the whole fucking the whole time, like we were like looking at each other, giving each other eyes, and then on the last night, you know, she got my like whatever the fucking text. Thing was
the app
thing was because you can't text, so like she texted me and she was like, do you want to meet up? And I was like, all right, here it is, you know, cruise ship, like this is happening.
I feel like that's like a thing you think about when you're little. When I was little, I always wanted like, will I ever hook up with someone on a cruise ship?
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'd never been on a cruise, so I was like, I mean, I'm gonna you know, I'm not gonna. And I didn't do anything, you know. I was like, if it happens, it happens. It wasn't like she apped me or whatever the fuck
apped
that thing
me,
was.
Yeah,
whatever.
I guess that's what you can say.
And so we met up and we ended up having like a really, really nice time. And
that's beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing. It was the ship was leaving, it was nighttime.
The Titanic thing?
Kinda. But like yeah, like actually at the end, and then so she was like, Can I make out with you? And I was like, yes.
It's a weird question also.
Well, you know, I was like yeah, you totally can. So that happened on the fucking boat. So we start walking around and like, oh, this is nice and nice and nice. Yeah. And then this other chick came up that like she knew, who was like very, very much so like a lesbian. And like they like started talking, mm-hmm. and like I was just standing there and I was like, I don't know. Okay. And so I was just standing, and then that chick started to make out with that girl that I just made out with. Yeah. And there was nothing for me to do. Nothing for me, because I can't, like, even pretend to be on my phone.
Yeah.
Because you don't have internet. I couldn't text anybody. So I was like, do I stand here? What do I do?
Do you walk away? Like?
Do I leave? What do I do? Do I join? Wait, what do I do? And so I had no idea what to do. So I stood there for about, because they were fucking.
Yeah, you just have to stand there.
Yeah, I just stood there. They were, like, blackout drunk at this point, and I don't drink. So I was like,
okay,
I'm going to, I guess I'm just going to see myself out of here.
Yeah.
So. You know, anyway, we ended up being, like, friends, blah, blah, blah. And actually, like, couple months ago, she texted me and she goes, hey.
It's me from the cruise.
It's me from the cruise. And I just wanted to let you know that you were the last person that I made out with before I decided to become, like, to figure out, like, what I was. Like, you were the, and so I was like, huh.
Cool.
I'm a hero. So I'm a, so that, so it's like months later and she, like, thought about it that, like, I was the last person.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so I was that bad that she was like, no dudes for me anymore. Like, she was like, that's it. I'm done. Done with guys now. Only girls now. Keep in mind, second time that's happened to me.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm doing it all wrong.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm doing everything wrong.
Oh, well.
So.
We win some, you lose some.
I don't know. She won some. Honestly. So.
I like that obituary show, by the way.
Thank you, sir. I wear this every day.
That's cool.
Saw it in London for literally like $1,500.
What?
The same shirt.
Wait, was it like a store?
Yeah.
Why?
Wait, I'm sorry. I saw it in Japan for like $1,500.
Like in a vintage store?
Yeah, in like one of the vintage stores out there.
Damn. Yeah, our boy Josh like hooks us up. I've got like so many obituary shirts. Mm. Sick.
I've got a couple, dude. I like buy all this stuff. Are you like a vintage dude?
No, not like me personally. We have Josh Madden, who's Benjamin Joel's older brother. Mm-hmm. And he just goes out and finds all these incredible pieces.
Oh, is he good at that?
He's really good at it. And then he kind of just gives them to us, and we wear them, and we're like, thank you so much.
That's tight. He's like your own personal stylist.
Yeah, it's basically our stylist.
I'm going to need him to fucking do that to me.
It's cool. It's really cool. But he does it like out of the good. I was just purely helping the artist. You know what I mean? Like, there's a roster of artists on MBDN, and like he'll find clothes. He knows what everyone dresses.
Yeah, don't they have like that closet full of
stuff? It's sick.
Yeah, he's good at that.
Like, I want to steal everything.
Yeah, he hit me up because I also have a company called OK Ballet, and he hit me up to get some stuff for you guys like a while ago.
That's tight.
Like a while ago.
Yeah, I'm like fresh out of a shirt, so anything.
There you go.
Thank you.
You have a whole wall of stuff to choose from right now.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Well, yeah, we got you.
What else you got on there?
If you want to jump back into the stuck in my brain thing, I'm cool to talk about that.
I mean, I don't know if you have more to say about it, sure, but I'm interested just to hear about the full album and like, you know, what it's going to, is it going to sound like these two songs that are out or.
It definitely has a sound. You know what I mean? It's something we haven't done before, but it's still Chase Atlantic. Like, I feel like we have, because we do everything ourselves, we produce, we write, we, do the whole nine yards. I feel like you can kind of tell when it's Chase Atlantic still, even if the style is different. You can hear the sound because we made it. You know what I mean?
You produced it.
Yeah.
You didn't have no other producer.
No, it's just us.
You ever thought about bringing in another producer? Yeah. Just all you guys all the time.
Forever.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That is awesome. I feel
like that's really rare these days.
Yeah, it's fucking really cool to do that because then you know exactly what you're getting. Exactly. You don't have to like fuck with anybody else's shit.
We have a circle. It's small. Like it works perfectly. We want to. And stuff. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, y'all just ran out of studio, or you guys just like did it?
We did. That's what I'm saying. Like we did half of it. We did all the instrumentals like at home, like in our bedrooms.
Mm. Like who does that? Who does most of the producing?
We all do.
Yeah,
yeah. Like it's crazy. Like normally, like in bands, is like this dynamic of like who does what. Like we just all work. It's like Brockhampton, for instance. You know what I mean? How they all kind of make their own music and then they put it together for an album. Mm-hmm. So like we all like work and just. And make stuff together at the same time. Like, we all produce. Christian and I use Ableton, and Clinton uses Logic. Mm. Clinton focuses more on the live stuff, and then Christian and I do, like, the electronic, like, beats and stuff.
Y'all taught yourself how to do that?
Yeah.
Just YouTube?
A little bit of YouTube, and then just a whole lot of trial and error.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking had to just get rid of Logic on my computer because I have so many fucking video files.
Oh, not enough space?
Yeah, like, I was fucking...
You should go to GarageBand.
I mean, I fucking, here's the thing, I fucking, like, I don't have time, I want to do, there was, like, a fucking hot minute where I was, like, every day I'm gonna, like, make, like, a new thing, and I was, like,
it's tough when you don't know the program, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just used, a video editing program, Final Cut?
For
the first time in my whole life, like, yes, because I'm a music person.
Yeah.
And I was, end up making, like, a kind of cool video, I think. I don't know if it's cool or not, objectively.
I mean, if you like it, then.
But... It's tough because it's very overwhelming when there's just a whole bunch of stuff.
It's all new.
And you don't know what it does.
It's all new, dude. If you usually...
Yeah, because even when you think you do with Final Cut, there's so many
I'm, like,
many
hovering my mouse
do.
Over things, like, 10 seconds just to read what it does.
Yeah.
You have to wait for the description of what it does.
Yeah, I took like several classes just on Final Cut in college, and I feel like I know nothing still. You know?
It's one of those things where it is still creative though. You know what I mean? It's user friendly, so you can still manage to make cool shit with it.
Yeah, and honestly, sometimes you do things by accident, and it's way cooler than you thought.
And it's not like it's not difficult to find like things that you want to find. Like, say you wanted like tethered like widescreen frames and stuff, and like or if you wanted some like noise and static or some kind of transition or text, or you can find it all. It's like literally all right there. Or if you want handheld effects, or
dude, that's how we all learn. Like, all the people that do like video editing or like it, like Photoshop stuff, we all just taught ourselves how to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this whole generation just taught themselves how to do it. I mean, I went to the university for almost two years.
What'd you go for?
I was studying Bachelor of Music Technology, and I learned nothing that I use today.
Mm-hmm.
I learned so much, but it's all useless.
Yeah, totally.
You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, no, it is fucking crazy.
If I would have graduated that thinking, well, now that I have this bachelor degree, I can hopefully get into a professional studio and start working professionally.
Yeah.
But I feel bad because a lot of those kids might not get that opportunity, because just because you have a bachelor or something doesn't mean you get to.
Oh, it means nothing.
Well, you must have went when you were what, like 18?
Yeah, I graduated high school when I was 16.
Yeah, okay. Who the fuck knows early. What they want to do when they're 16?
Exactly. So what? So it gave me 2 years to figure out how to produce music.
Why did you graduate high school so early?
At Queensland. I was the youngest in my grade.
A genius?
A genius?
No. Genius?
No.
Did you get all A's?
No, I did not get all A's. Far from. I did pass it. I was good at like a couple subjects, but wasn't a genius.
Oh, dude, I think it's fucking like, especially here, like they're like, you get out of high school here when you're like 17, 18, and then they want you to go directly to college. Like,
or you start working and you get trapped into like
fuck
a job,
knows
what
the
what I mean?
Fuck they want to do. Exactly. When they're, ever talked to a 16-year-old recently?
No.
Yeah, they don't know anything.
I actually haven't spoken to a 16-year-old in a long time.
Yeah, it's good. It's better that way.
What teenagers do we know?
All your fans?
Yeah, like
but I don't speak to them directly, like face to face.
Like, next time you talk to one, be like, do you know what you want to do? Like, just fucking
that. Start asking all of them.
Ask them. And, like, a lot of them.
Do you know exactly what you want to do?
Honestly, you should just ask everyone that in meet and greets.
What's your plan for life? Tell me right now.
Like, I feel like it'll just fuck them up. Like all night they'll be like, should I know?
You may change a ton of people's lives just by asking them if they know what they want to do.
Yeah.
They just leave the show after.
Well, he really threw me off for this whole show.
Yeah, right?
Like, everyone in the crowd is just, quiet and,
thinking about what I was going to do for the rest of my life.
Then they got stuck in their head.
We came here to, they got stuck in their
brain.
They
got fucking stuck in their brain, dude.
They came to the show to, have a good time. They left, worrying about
their future.
Their worries.
You just fucked them up again?
Yeah.
Yeah, just do that.
No.
I'm going to do that now. That's something I'm going to do.
Just whenever you see someone who's young looking, just ask them what they're doing.
You know what the fuck
they're doing. Or just anyone, really.
Anyway, what are you doing with your life? Huh?
What are you up to?
I actually don't know.
It's a really, really wild thing that we expect people to know what they want to do when they're 18.
Yeah.
I didn't figure it out until I still fucking figuring it out. Dude, I think everybody is still figuring out.
Life is just figuring it all out. That's what life is.
And then you end up spending like a bazillion dollars on some garbage shit that you'll never use, paying it back, and then
tuition fees I gotta pay for now for a degree I didn't even finish.
Yeah, it's fucking dumb.
But it was all worth it because when I would produce wouldn't produce at school, they'd teach us a bunch of stuff like technically how you should mix and master a song, or technically how a snare drum should be,
like the right and wrong way to do it.
Yeah, like they put a formula on it, and I feel like that's where it all turns south, is if someone's taught in a strict and kind of non-creative way how to produce and mix music, then they're gonna stick to that.
Dude, we are on the fucking same page.
Because they're gonna follow that formula, and that formula may not be the right formula anymore.
I could not be more on the same page with you. I think that most of the things, and a lot of the producers, and a lot of video people I work with, they're like, there are rules, and I'm like,
yeah, you can't put rules on it.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Why?
Obviously, there's some boundaries, like you don't want to have a song that just sounds like shit, but like,
yeah, I mean, but some of the best, I went back and listen to like every Misfit song. Like, yeah, it took like 30 minutes because they're all like a minute long. But like fucking like. Like, I went back, and, like, some of those songs sound like shit. Like, some of those songs are so shitty.
But it's raw. It's great. It has character.
And if
the
those...
The thing is, you lose character if you talk in a formulaic way.
And so, like, if those songs didn't sound like shit, I don't know if they would mean
as much as they would. They wouldn't have emotionally, like, grabbed your attention.
Dude, I fucking fight with all the time with producers. They're like, they fucking are like, a sound is what makes a song good. And I'm like, that's not true. It's the song.
It's literally the demeanor behind... It's like, I don't know. We're all talking about this. If Christian and Clinton were here, that we'll be chatting about it right now. It's like there's some artists you listen to and you feel nothing. You know what I mean? And it's weird. It's crazy because they're making these great songs, but you feel absolutely nothing from it. Like it doesn't have any emotional reaction.
You can call fucking shit out. Do you know anything? Because I can say most of the things that I hear on the radio.
Call anyone out.
I can.
I have zero enemies.
I can just say, like, most of the stuff that I hear on, like top 40 radio, it's like the songs...
Yeah, I guess
the
I'm
songs
bringing
are
umbrella time and call it out, yeah.
Yeah, the songs are great because they were written by great people.
Yeah.
Like, they were written by fantastic musicians.
It's like the songs that you remember, the songs that... We want to make songs that you go back and listen to, like, 10 years later. You know what I mean?
Right. They
like,
weren't formulated...
There's some albums... Like, I'm not going to go listen to, like, a... Lil Pump album in 10 years. You know what I mean?
Dude.
I highly doubt it.
No way.
But
no fucking way.
Bands like 1975, their first album, I can still listen to that shit. All the Weekend Trilogy, I can still listen. I can go back and listen to that and still have the same appreciation for it.
Same.
Timeless. It's like timeless music.
That was really good.
I mean, that's like what we... That's what... I mean, a lot of the things like Emo Night, that was when it first... Like, I think a lot of it was the last era of... Like a large population of musicians making real music. Like,
yeah.
I think that was a really big time because that was, you know, that was also like we saw the end of CDs. We saw the end, like literally, like kids now don't know what a CD is. You know, they don't know what the fuck that is. You know, it's just like how we never used four tracks.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like they don't know what the fuck a CD is.
That's crazy. Yeah. CDs is crazy. Like,
dude,
I just have so many CDs.
Dude, think about it. At one point in your life, you bought the last CD you would have ever bought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what it was.
Exactly. Isn't that fucking weird?
Yeah.
But it was cool because back then, like, all you needed to know about a person is to look at their collection of, like, CDs and
there's, like, no even music stores. There was, like, one music store in Cairns we could buy music from. I used to go there, and they usually didn't have, like... It was Sanity. Yeah. And they didn't have much of a selection. And I just had to... pick and choose on whatever I assumed was good because I had literally no other way to tell.
Like from the cover art
you had to be like, this looks like it could sound cool, and sometimes it wasn't at all.
Yeah, I think that by you guys producing your own music is and being able to put it out whenever you want is really, really great. And at the same time, like, I feel really bad for the kids that didn't get to do that.
They didn't get the opportunity to do that. We're so fortunate, in this generation to be able to have the tools right in front of us, like on our computers. You
know
what I mean?
But I mean, like, I remember fucking buying a Soundgarden album just because of the cover. You know, like there's no way for us to look up, me to look on the internet to be like, what does this sound like?
Yeah, exactly. And I remember like when I was really young, like only collection we had of like was what mom listened to, and she used to listen to like Savage Garden and like.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it's really, really nice, like, 90s music.
Dude, Savage Garden put out fucking that awesome music, and only one of their fucking songs, like, hit.
Yeah, the Fly Moon and Back, what was it called?
What was it called? The Moon...
The Moon, I don't know. Moon and Back? Fly to the Moon or Back?
Something, but, like, that, yeah, whatever that... Moon and Back. Yeah. But whatever that whole album was, fucking hit.
It's a great album.
Yeah, and it sucks because, like... Only one of those songs got like you have somebody at the top.
But I listened to every single song.
Yeah,
because it's all my mom had. So I listened to all the Savage Garden stuff. And then like growing up as well, our grandpa was always playing like old vinyls. Like he does woodworks. He would like make his own little vinyl.
He knows how to make vinyl.
Like he makes not vinyl. He made like record players.
Yeah, I don't know how to. I don't even know how fucking records work.
Dude,
like it doesn't make any sense to me.
It is an unbelievable science. Like I don't get how record players work at all.
I mean, insane.
It's literally picking up like
it's grooves.
Micro vibrations.
It's like grooves in the thing, but like I don't know how
don't
you
know
like
how
get the music in there.
It
makes no sense to me.
We're getting some, which is cool.
Are you really?
Yeah, for the album. Yeah.
For this one?
Yeah.
That's fucking tight.
It's sick. I've always wanted to have like a vinyl of our album.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
I feel like this is the album to have a vinyl for because it feels so real and it feels like, because we've done it so recently. It
just, yeah.
It doesn't. The first album felt kind of disjointed because it was such a strong
time. A long time of like writing songs. Yeah.
But this just feels so connected and wholesome and like a lot of bangers on there as well.
Are you fucking, is there any songs that you play now that you're like, we've been playing this for so long that I fucking just hate playing this song?
All of them. I don't hate playing them, but like we've been playing all of them for so long. Like last year, we got put on the list. We were like the fifth highest touring artist in the world, which is crazy. It was our like first proper year touring.
Holy shit.
And so that kind of gave us a little bit of PTSD.
Yeah. I can imagine.
Just from touring.
How long were you gone? Like all year, huh?
We're touring all year.
Well, you got with Riley, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I've known Riley for like, I gave Riley his, I was with Riley when he got his first tattoo.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's a big thing.
It is a big thing.
He's got a lot of tattoos.
I was with him when he did the first ones he ever did on himself in an apartment in Newport Beach.
That's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Is he from Huntington?
From Huntington.
Nice.
Yeah, he's from Huntington. I grew up with him down there. And then I remember the next time, like the same dude that did like my arms did his throat. And that was like his second tattoo. Like he went in and like did.
Oh, he went all the way in. He's got a Chase Lennox tattoo.
Nice.
Yeah. Where at?
It's like on his arms, like a little CA.
Yeah, I was there. That was like his second one, dude. Like, I've known that guy for so fucking long, and it's so nice to see, like, us doing our thing and him doing his thing.
Like, Riley's a great friend of ours. Like, we have him over all the time. Like, he crashes at our house whenever he needs to, and, like, we've been on the road with him for such a large amount of time, so we know each other very, very well.
So how many days out of the year did you guys tour last year, do you think? Like,
I have no idea.
But like most of it? 290?
280.
Shit. Are y'all with them when they go out?
What's that?
No.
You guys aren't with them?
No, they're the lucky ones.
So I'm always interested to know, because we went on our first tour last year with 303 and Lil Aaron, and it was just...
Oh, okay, cool. It was like a tour.
Yeah, and it was a month and a week, but... I mean, I fell apart. Like, I lost my mind. Like, probably a week in because I can't sleep on a bus. Like,
I can't sleep on a bus.
I don't like having a routine. Sleep every night. Yeah, I got zero, like,
and
for a month.
And it's like...
And it's like, as the days go on, you, like, lose your mind. Yeah.
And you feel bad. You're setting up and you're like...
Yeah.
You feel bad because you start, like, getting, like, snappy at your friends and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, shit. We gotta fix this real quick.
So, like, what... Do you guys have any... I don't know, like routines you do to make you feel better?
Just really try to be as nice to each other as we can.
Yeah.
Just to really...
But what about just like for your personal sanity? Like just to feel...
I can't think of a routine. Like,
no.
I have no routine on the road.
Like there's nothing that, I don't know, you get to a city and you're like, oh, I could do this one thing and I'll feel better. Like you said you don't work out, but like, I don't know, go to a coffee shop and hang by yourself.
I mean,
or...
like, every day is a workout into like 1 hour of jumping up and down and screaming and
thrashing about.
Feels like a 2 workouts.
It does.
Totally. But I don't know, like on tour I would go to workout classes because I'd choose ones that were in the dark, like SoulCycle, and I would just cry for an hour, like while I worked out, and I felt so much better.
I want to just like have a big fat cry.
Dude, do like, that. Well, go to SoulCycle.
I don't either.
Oh, you don't know how to cry?
No, I can cry, like when something bad happens.
Yeah.
I don't know how to just like.
I don't know if you're like working out and you're in a dark room. Like, let me tell you, go to a SoulCycle.
Yeah. Well, the last time I almost like cried was when I was writing. I don't like darkness.
Okay.
Because for our, it's stupid. Like it's not stupid, but like our family dog. She's got like stage 4 cancer, so she's gonna pass away soon.
Oh no!
But like, it's totally like she lived a great, full, beautiful life and like couldn't be happier. Mm-hmm. Like she's the best dog ever. But like I remember I was writing the second verse and I was like tearing up and I was like, yes, I'm gonna cry. Because I wasn't writing. I was kind of just looping over in my head. And I felt the tears coming in. I was like, oh, this is pretty good. And then it didn't happen. I was anticlimactic.
Dude, that's what you were saying. Like, when you're alone, it's like the hardest. Like, when I'm going to bed, like, I don't sleep anyway. Like, I don't sleep, like, on a bus. I don't sleep, like, in a bed.
Yeah, I don't sleep either, no.
So, like, but, like, when I'm alone, like, I fucking think about... Like, there's no reason why I should be thinking about this shit.
Yeah, dude,
like,
you get stuck in your brain.
Like, I'm fucking thinking about, like, when he's gonna die.
Yeah, dude, don't think about the future at all. That's the worst.
It's an impossible...
I stand in the shower sometimes and existentially think about everything in the whole world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about, like, years in the future, like, what I'm going to do. I'm like, why am I doing this? I shouldn't be thinking about
this. It's the hardest thing in the entire... You know what that is? That's just anxiety.
Yeah, of course.
It's just fear of the unknown and fear of the future.
But if you try and think about it, you're going to get way more scared. You have to live life in the present.
Which is, like, such an easy thing to, like,
say. But, like, when you're by yourself...
It's fucking the hardest thing in the entire world.
Yeah.
It's so hard. So, like, I'll fucking, like...
snap yourself out of it real quick.
Dude, it'll be, like, fucking 2:30 in the morning, and I'll be, like, I wonder what my kids are going to do. And I don't even have kids.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, I don't even fucking have kids. And then I'm, like, oh, I wonder if they're going to be able to meet Timmy.
Yeah.
And then I'm, like, oh,
what
man,
the heck am I
thinking
about? This
whole
irrelevant.
It's irrelevant. Yeah. And, like, all of my job is at that time is just to go to bed.
Yeah.
And I fucking can't do it.
2:30 is really good, by the way, as a bedtime.
Well, that's just the beginning. You know, that's just the beginning of it. So
it's just
like
normally it's just like 7 a.m.
Yeah, usually.
You go to bed at 7 a.m.?
Recently I have.
Yeah.
Holy shit. And then when do you wake up? Like you sleep
like
2 hours.
Like 4 hours sleep, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I've been going to bed when the sun comes out.
I've been enjoying like my time off. So I get like, I don't know, like I just stay up and like watch videos and like really, I know it's my free time before tour starts. Like
trying
I don't
to cram,
a single
cram
hour,
all your fucking
you know what I mean?
Alone time in.
I'm like sleep. Don't need it. Just need to just relax.
When are you guys out again?
We go out on what date? What's the first date? 14th of June.
June 14th for how
Philadelphia.
Long? Who are you out with?
Just a headlining with us with Lawrence Anderson and possibly Suave. Suave the kid.
What's this like? What's that? The cap rooms.
It's like 1,000 to 1,500.
That's cousins. Great. Yeah.
I think they're like selling pretty well, which is good.
Yeah,
I
dude.
Mean,
I mean,
obviously, it's a huge step up from the last shows we were doing. The last shows we were doing was like 300, 400 cap rooms.
Yeah.
And so we were able to sell those out, which
no,
is
dude,
cool.
Those are fucking. I mean, your fans are fucking. You guys got those, you know, the ones
yeah,
that are like,
they're in it. Dude.
They're in it.
They're not like, just. It's not like. I see a lot of artists on the internet as well. Like, you see these artists that have thousands and thousands of likes and stuff on their photos. But, like, they have, like, 2 comments.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows engagement. It's
no,
like,
you guys got it.
Yeah.
You guys got something that was, like, really, really, really special.
People,
like
actually want to say something. And
do you guys interact a lot with your fans online?
Honestly, we could be better. We suck at the whole internet. Like, because we're introverted by nature. Mm-hmm. Like, we grew up behind our computers. So, like, we're not the type to, like, go on, like, live stream or Instagram and just, like, start talking to the camera. I can't do that. I have no idea how people do that.
Oh, it's the worst.
Is this hard for you? Like, the podcast?
This is fine because it's not video. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
This is a conversation
for
me.
It's all being filmed. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
It's fine.
But
no,
I feel like it's different, though.
Yeah.
It's easier if you go into, like, Instagram comments.
And you're by yourself
talking
to it yourself. You're not really talking to anyone. That's what makes
so
it
weird.
I can't
so
do it.
Weird.
It's a fucking...
Hats off to anyone who does it. Like, because it's such a good like technique. They're here. They've arrived. Fashionably.
Are they?
As we're wrapping up.
Fuck it. Let's get them in here for a couple questions. You should just ask... What else do you got for
just
me?
Just ask the exact
them.
Same questions. I don't know any... And this is just like notes.
Yeah.
It's not like questions.
And for the, like for the, here's.
What's up, dude? How are you?
What's up,
puppy? That's Timmy.
So we play the interlude music.
Good timing.
Dun, 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 dun.
Timmy. Hey.
Timmy.
He does like you. He's just doing his job.
Give him a little
pick his ass up.
We got it. What's up?
Pick his ass up.
Hey.
Come here.
Whoa.
Hey, I'm Babs.
Hey, Christian.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Come here. Oh, he does like you. He's staying by you now. Now he
he's
just
protecting
know.
Me.
Yeah,
he's betrayed for science.
We cool. What's up?
See, and that's all it takes. Yeah. He just fucking, dude, he's like, he's a terrier. So, like, he's territorial.
Of course.
I never put those two things together. I'm like, why is this motherfucker loud? And it's just because he's protecting,
he's
like,
territorial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing a good job.
Takes him about a minute for him to like warm up to anybody, and then he's your fucking best friend.
And he can get you.
What's up? What you guys been talking about?
Honestly, everything. Yeah. Like we have touched on everything.
Yeah, we went to the wrong address.
Did you go to Santa Monica?
Yeah, we were in Santa Monica, so we went like 30 minutes to complete wrong way.
Damn.
How you doing, man? I haven't seen you in a couple of days.
You know me. I be chilling.
I feel like I never seen.
I had some Gorilla Glue last night, and I still feel it.
You have what?
Had Gorilla Glue.
Oh, you still feel it? Still soyed?
Still soyed.
You see the photo I edited of myself?
What?
What did you just say?
No.
No, I just last night I smoked some Gorilla Glue. And just
what is that?
It's like a strain of weed.
Oh, it's not the fucking stuff that you stick to the walls?
No.
You're just like just huffing glue?
Yeah, sorry, that sounded real weird.
Yeah, you're like, oh, dude, last night I just huffed gas and smoked glue.
No. It's a strain of weed. And it really just like made my eyes, like, I get why they call it Gorilla Glue. Cause like,
Gorilla glue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My eyes like glued shut.
Get him.
Go give him a pat into the music again.
Hey, how are you? Hey.
You wanna sit on my lap? Cool, come share with me.
Sorry, we're late. We drove for about an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's a fucking nightmare.
At least, yeah.
That's a nightmare.
Does that happen a lot? Like, do people do that?
No. You're the first.
No. How's the car? The new car? Did you get a new car?
Yeah, we got a new car. It's just a black version of the...
Oh, that's sick. That's cool. Yeah.
It looks great.
The sound system's the same?
Really good luck, guys.
Yes. Yeah. Did you talk about how we got broken into?
No,
tell us.
Yeah, now let's talk about... We talked about the album and the songs and stuff. Now talk about shit. Now talk about that fun stuff.
We just picked up all our guitars and stuff for tour because we start on the weekend. We just picked them up, went to Chipotle, as you do.
Mm-hmm. As we do.
We were probably like 30 meters away from the car.
What's that in feet?
Mm-hmm. On feet.
About 90 feet.
A billion feet.
30 meters is pretty far.
It's pretty far. But
it's like close enough though.
You should be able to. So we walked back and we didn't even notice it. Clinton was getting into the driver's seat and you're just like, fuck. You're like, someone smashed our window.
What kind of car was it?
Yes, yeah, Suburban. Chevy Suburban.
Was it fucking tinted? Was it tinted?
A little bit, but there's like, definitely, you could see in there.
Were the bags in there?
Yeah, my bags.
Yeah, see, they could see it. It looks like kind of, like, it was just bags like these. So they probably thought there was, like, money in there or something.
The closest item to the breakage was your Apple Watch.
Yeah.
They must have got caught.
They must have got caught.
What'd they take?
Nothing.
They just broke it?
They just broke the window and that's it?
I think someone caught them. I think somebody, because it was pretty public.
When was it?
2 days ago?
Yesterday, well, no, 2 days ago.
2 days ago. It was like right on Sunset.
Sunset and what?
Right, like literally across the road from Guitar Center.
It's Chipotle on Sunset. You pull in, it's a little blind spot if you're next to the brick wall. There's no CCTV there, so.
They like scoped it, they like found it.
Yeah. And they just, and someone's like, I've seen you.
I've seen you do this. Dude, at some point now.
Yo, have you guys got that app, Citizen?
No.
Nah.
It's, you can make citizens arrests?
No, dude, no. It's the fucking, it's basically like, so it's basically like a community run a police scanner. So like I'm shot. I bet I fucking
you
got
have
like
it now too.
Oh, I've had
I feel
it.
Like
I
it's
was
adding to your anxiety.
No, I've had it. Like I've had it.
Must.
What does it do?
Check this out.
You literally can see all the crime
down
around.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah,
you just
that
put in your ad, and like it's like live, and like so people can fucking like, we could, if a crime happened like right out there, it would get reported, and I can go live and like shoot it, and it would like pull
like
up on
that
feed.
Where the guy drives around is like that.
Shit.
That
where they have rogue to do like challenges and stuff, or not that?
No,
one?
he's like a rogue, like
reporter.
I guess.
Oh, with fucking
like, you know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah. With dude from Donnie Darko.
Yeah. And he's driving around, he finds little crimes before the police get there.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Isn't that wild?
God.
Dude, and it's like fucking...
That sounds scary.
Way too much going on right now in Westlake.
That's anxiety, man.
Well, because this is like really scary, this park that's next to us.
Yeah.
There's a lot of crime. And I have to walk past it to go to the metro.
Really?
So like TJ will check every time I leave to see if it's like safe for me to walk.
What kind of crimes are they doing in the park? What the
heck? Just some stabbings, you know?
A lot of stabbing.
In the park?
Yeah, there's just like a lot of stabbings. Dude, MacArthur Park's fucked up. Like this place used to be... Like, this is a lot better than what it used to be. MacArthur Park used to be the place to go to pick up fucking dope. It still is, but, like, you can walk through it and, like, 40 people will be like, need a fake ID? Need a fake ID?
Yeah.
Like, we just go to fucking... Me and Babs walk by, get candy one time. Candy. One time, and we fucking, like, walk by and, like, I was like... We were like, oh, that's so sweet of you. You guys think we need a fake ID.
Yeah.
We're like, we're fucking old.
Yeah.
I was like, I wish I
so
need
much
a fucking fake ID. No, but dude, MacArthur Park used to be, there's a bunch of shit that used to be filmed in there, like, because it was like notoriously like a bad part. This is like notoriously a bad part of town.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Like, yeah. The first time I walked through there from the metro stop, there were like 10 cops that came to get me. and escort me out, because I guess there was like a guy with a gun walking around or something, and I was like, I'm never walking through there again.
I was gonna say this is a really nice looking part. Like,
no, it's awesome that way towards Koreatown, but then if you turn right,
the Echoplex like just around here.
It's really close. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that way.
It's just like up 10 a little bit. Or something. Yeah.
You guys are gonna be in town on Friday.
Yes,
we're doing emo night. You guys want to come by?
Yeah, come to emo night.
You guys gonna come by? It's the like, we started doing it on Fridays now, so like. More people will stay out late and get, you know.
We'll see. Was it Thursday before?
It was
on
Tuesday.
For like 4 years.
4 years, yeah. So we just started doing Fridays, which is...
That's cool.
Yeah, it's big moves.
Yeah.
It's like...
It gets really scary.
It's definitely scary. Yeah, you guys should fucking cruise by before you guys go.
We went and watched Riley.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and you played sax, right, for him?
I did. That was in Texas.
In Texas? Was that in Texas?
Yeah, for that emo night in
Texas.
Yeah,
you guys did that over there.
Yeah, cool. We've been to a few, obviously, because of Warped Tour.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Even all the ones on the cruise as well.
Yeah. We were talking about that. That was so fun.
Just making a goddamn mess.
You guys can make a mess on Friday if you want. If you want to fucking...
we're coming, we will.
If you want to DJ, fucking do one last one before you get out of here. Tell everybody that you're going on tour.
Just played DaBaby.
Yeah,
just the album.
Just the baby.
Full length.
Just press play.
Yeah.
We've done that.
We did this.
We've done that. There's absolutely times where we've done that.
It's a worthy cause.
Yeah, for sure.
Just play the album straight front to back.
Dude, did you... Now there's like DaBaby, there's Baby.
Lil Baby.
And then Lil Baby. And then y'all remember fucking just straight up Baby from like juvenile days? Like when there was... It was like 90s R&B rappy stuff. It was just Baby.
Yeah,
I bet that motherfucker has more plays now.
Yeah.
By accident?
By accident than just because of all of the babies that are going on.
Yeah.
Than he has ever gotten plays before.
That's crazy.
We were saying that as well. Like, there's lots of babies. It's this strange...
There's lots of babies in the world in general.
Lots of babies. It was a strange route, but it just works. Like, it just works. But we were saying when we first saw DaBaby,
I wasn't drawn to the name. Yeah. Like, I was like,
But then his voice, just dude, the music.
The best lyric of last year by any band, by any artist, by anything, was wah, 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 bitch I'm a baby.
Yeah. I was set on the last tour. That was my...
That was the fucking... I heard that and I was like...
Wah, 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 bitch I'm a little baby.
Yeah. Bitch.
You say that like every day.
Wah, 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 bitch I'm a little baby.
That is the best lyric that has come from the, like...
So elegant, so simple.
Just so great. For the, well, like, the last, living. Like... Honestly, from the last, like, 10 years of music. Like, let's just be real. That's the fucking...
Of all time.
As soon as I get back, she gets slayed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what song is that?
That's Drip Too Hard.
Drip Too Hard, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What have you guys been listening to lately?
Lots of DaBaby.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
That's what's going
on. It's good. It's a good vibe. I don't know. I feel like just driving around and like it hypes you up.
Yeah.
I have like, there's like a bunch of, since we do this fucking thing, it's like rare that we listen to it. So it's like been pushing me, especially in a lot of like hip hop directions like lately.
I only listen to K-pop now. Like
really?
Strictly. Yeah. For sure.
Seriously?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you understand it, or are you just
no?
Like, just the vibe.
No, it's just the vibe. Just like, it's so good. Their music videos are so good. Like
crazy.
Every music video, you're like, how much budget money was this?
Yeah, they've got such a big visual element that you kind of you need to watch. Like,
and they're also good looking. All of
them. They're like not real people.
Yeah.
A lot of aesthetics going on.
Yeah. It's so cool. It's just such a cool world. I think. Yeah.
I shot a K-pop video like 5 years ago. And they ended up not putting it out because they said her arms looked too fat. This chick was skinnier than me. Like, she was, like, skin. Yeah, like, they are dialed.
Damn.
Like, they are fucking dialed
in.
So she's still in the band, or did they just...
It was, like, one of the... You know, because what they do is they, like, get, like, all the... They get the bands together, and then they separate them. It's sort of like the NSYNC Backstreet Boys sort of deal, where they would, like, you know, pick the fucking... best one, and then they like push them out as an artist.
Super groups,
like super groups. And then like, so she was like one of the ones that was like not the main one. She would be like a Joey Fatone, you know what I mean? Like, she wouldn't be, she wasn't like a, what was he in, Backstreet Boys?
Yeah,
or
NSYNC.
That's
when
you start questioning it. That's the issue.
I think it's NSYNC.
Yeah, so he wasn't like a Justin Timberlake. He was like a Joe. She was like a Joey Fatone,
like a Lance Bass.
Yeah, like, but Lance Bass is like kind of up there though, at least a little bit. Like, he kind of like he's still relevant, yeah. You know? Like, but Joey, like, Joey, you know, he's on like, Tinder. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I fucking, people have, like, you know, if you're, like, you
no
know.
Shame, no shame.
Yeah, so, I mean, but, yeah, she was, like, one of those, and it was, like, so, it was, like, so dialed that, like, her management was, like, oh, she looks.
That sucks, man. It sucks.
Because imagine how much
that.
Money they spent on that video.
Yeah, and imagine
I know how much
I mean,
money
you know,
they spent
yeah.
how much on that video.
Oh, yeah. That video was crazy.
Imagine how she would feel, like.
Yeah. That's whacked.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's a fucking dumb thing. Yeah. But, like, I, you know, it's like a, they're really, they're it's going. A science out there.
Yeah, yeah. It's formula. Yeah.
It's a fucking science.
To
like,
be fair, it's also in, like, Los Angeles. I see it a lot. Lots of girls who are super skinny who get told to get, to become skinnier and stuff. It's, it's messed up, man.
It's fucked up.
It's messed up.
We
yeah,
live in a fucked up
craziest
place.
Craziest city to yeah. live in. Yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. I live in West Hollywood, and every time I step outside, I'm like, this is terrible. Like, I don't feel worthy, but
I mean, I feel like trash everywhere. I'm like 5 feet tall. I look weird. You know what I mean?
It's a weird place.
Everybody's like 18.
Yeah, you know? Dude, it's unique and different. It's good. That's what you want.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the same.
I don't know. Yeah. It's just like, it's, you know, sometimes I think that, and then sometimes like it gets to you.
Oh, and you're like, damn, I'm really like no, I'm really underdressed here. You
yeah.
like, woke up to an occasion. You're like, ah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the main reason.
Maybe I'm scrapping a little bit.
One of the best. I mean, honestly, like, it's still the to this day, like, my favorite aspect about, like, owning our own companies is we can dress however we want. Like, imagine having to go to a fucking job and like, wear something that you didn't feel comfortable in or you had to.
Yeah.
It's like what we were talking about earlier. It's like you get put rules on something.
Yeah.
You want to break up. Just as people that are, like, a creative person. Exactly. Who have creative outlets, they're like, you just tell somebody to do something, they're going to want to do the exact opposite.
It's like if you're about to do a chore and someone asks you to do that chore, like, you were going to do it anyway, but like, now you've asked me,
mm-hmm.
kind of want to do it
anyway. Yeah, exactly. It's just the way
it
fucking
do
goes.
It anyway.
Yeah, so yeah. Fucking...
I was literally about to do it. Now you've asked me, I don't want to do it anymore. Yeah.
Well, we've been going for too long, and...
shit. Mitchell doesn't give a shit anymore.
He never did.
You guys,
but if you guys want to add anything,
yeah, like before you guys dip and like, because you know, we'll push this out and like we'll put it out before you guys leave for tour. So if there's anything that you guys want any fans to know, anything like you
or
know,
anything you want
to
add,
Santa Monica, the address is different. Santa Monica is different to where we are now, and that's why we're late. So make sure you check your postcodes, everybody.
Double check them,
double check
triple
your
check
them.
Zip codes,
zip codes. Post-
yeah, zip codes. I mean.
Yeah. Don't check for the postman every time he comes to the mailbox.
For the first 2 years that I lived here, I thought it was Santa Monica.
Santa Monica.
And no one corrected me.
Oh,
is it not?
Montica.
It's Monica.
Santa Monica.
Montica. Oh, like.
Nobody fucking corrected
no
me.
T.
Yeah, nobody yeah. corrected me.
In it at all.
Until somebody was like, are you saying Santa Monica? And I'm like, yeah, what am I fucking doing wrong?
I've been saying Santa Monica.
And I'm not going to change.
Yeah, so I thought, like, what a. Boy, was my face red.
Yeah. No.
But these guys are going out. Chase Atlantic's going out, what, June 14th?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
First show. First
yeah.
show.
Philadelphia, the 14th. We spent a lot of time on this tour already preparing for it.
Like visual stuff? Did
visually,
you guys...
Yes. It's a big production. It's bigger than you'd expect for the venues, if that makes sense.
It does make That's sense.
Awesome. We want people to come back. And
it gives me like flying over the crowd.
Maybe.
Just Mitchell.
We want to put on a show that's, you know, like people really get their money's worth. And,
yeah.
And it's already so cheap. It's like $15
yeah.
tickets.
Or it's awesome. Memorable so they tell their friends, come back next show.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than having a boring show.
There's a bunch of new songs that we're playing too from mm-hmm. the album that's coming out, mid-tour.
Mm.
So the people before that date will get to hear them first and then... The people after the date will get to experience it as it comes out.
That's great.
That's yeah. really cool.
So, yeah. so like,
do you play a show the day it comes out?
Yes, yeah. Los Angeles.
Fun. Where in LA?
Just the region.
Region.
Fun.
Yeah. All right, we'll be there.
Yeah, pull up.
Yeah.
28th?
Yes, please come through.
All right, we'll be there for
bring
sure.
Papa. Bring yeah. little papa.
This motherfucker good at, like, I bring him to, like, video shoots all the time. He's really sure. good. I don't
he's
know
if he's protective of this environment, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now he likes you. Watch, yeah. you guys are going to leave, and he's going to be, like, fucking crying sad. At the door, yeah. being like, where the fuck are these guys? Say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, so if you guys want to cruise on all right. Oh, all right.
Now he can jump from
now
the
he, yeah, now he can jump. But, yeah, you guys want to cruise on Friday? We're more than happy to have you. We'll come see you on 28th at the Regent in LA. Anybody who's listening,
yeah.
Chase Atlantic at the Regent.
Come on.
We got ourselves a nice little billboard.
Did you really?
Where?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where at?
Where is it?
We love a billboard.
Corner of Fifth. It's on Fairfax and Romaine. I think they just took it down like the last
week. Oh no.
Yeah, I found out yesterday.
It's the worst news of my whole life.
Isn't it a fucking wild feeling to get a billboard?
Crazy.
It's crazy.
It's weird. Like, we did it the first time, and it was like, it's such a surreal thing.
Yeah.
And then you kind of realize that anybody can do it.
Yeah.
Like, it's quite accessible. Yeah, it's like, really, if you want one, you can just get one.
Yeah.
But it's also at the same time, it's you're like...
It's fulfilling still.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like...
But if it promotes the right thing, then it's worth it.
100%.
Yeah. I think it was crazy in the night just to see how much it, like... how much light actually came off it and how much it stood out.
Yeah.
I think that was when we went in the night and it was like, damn,
yeah,
this thing is going to cause an accident.
Yeah, and another before we dip, like another thing that like we wanted to just tell you guys we're doing a good job on is like visuals and like aesthetic. Mm-hmm. And like it's very different and it looks, you know, I think that there's a lot of things that separate you guys from other bands, and I think that that's one of them. And you know, we see so many fucking bands, we see so many fucking artists, and a lot of it is the same.
I love to call ourselves like not only a band but like an artist, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you guys are fucking artists.
Yeah,
it's fine. And like, it's cool to like not even like be like, what kind of music are you? It's just like, you guys are music.
Yeah,
which I think is great. And so I think that, you know, I wanted to say, like, good job on all that shit. Because, like, we're looking. Everybody's looking.
Thank
you know, because we do that stuff for a lot of bands and artists and shit. So it's,
appreciate
like, it's good to see. It's, like, refreshing. And
thank
it's, like,
yeah, yeah. That's what we're trying to do is try to make some refreshing music.
Sick.
Some hydration for your ears.
Keep getting better
ears.
And better. We're already working on new music. Like,
yeah, that's what he was saying.
Yeah.
All right.
I've been chatting.
Been saying, huh?
I said a lot of things, longer. You're not going to lie.
Yeah, he spilled all the tea on you guys.
So it was piping hot.
Yeah.
And I just poured it.
We're sipping.
All right. Get the fuck out of my office.
Thanks, guys.
Ever heard of Stoicism? Chances are, if you have, you've heard of Stoicism with a lowercase s and not Stoicism with an uppercase s. Lone wolves, no emotions, antisocial behavior, cold indifference, all that is Stoicism with a lowercase s. Stoicism with an uppercase s is the ancient Greek philosophy and virtue ethics framework that centers on service to the cosmopolis, to include your family, friends, community, and planet, and the development of a good moral character. My name is Tanner Campbell, and I'm the host of Practical Stoicism, a 3 times a week podcast teaching Stoic principles and concepts to anyone interested through the exploration of texts and deep dives into various moral topics. You can find Practical Stoicism where you're already listening to podcasts by searching for Practical Stoicism or by going to stoicismpod.com. I invite you to give it a listen today. You just might like it.